This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Off the Shelf with Roger Waldron of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Off the Shelf gives a voice to commercial service and product companies selling in the federal market. Roger speaks to members and government officials about procurement policy trends, innovations, and debates. Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now, your host, Roger Waldron.
Today, my guest on Off the Shelf is Tom Sharp. Tom is the Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service at the General Services Administration, and Tom joined FAS just about 6 months ago. Is that right, Tom?
Just about in February, yeah.
Yeah. So, and, you know, since you've been there, I know Administrator Tangerlini has been working on a top-down review of operations and, you know, and bringing you over to fill that position. You know, Tom brings decades of procurement experience both in the private sector and in government. And supporting customer needs, and you know, now you with you there, you're applying that experience to FAS. So, Tom, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Roger, and thank you, Federal News Radio. And it's a delight to be here on GSA's behalf and talk about how the Federal Acquisition Service can help our customer agencies save time and save money.
Well, I'm looking forward to that conversation, and we will get into that value proposition. But first, I want to give folks an opportunity, or give you an opportunity, and folks out there listening, an opportunity to get a little bit of your background and your career in the procurement world. So, Tom, go ahead.
Okay, great. Well, in my current role, I consider myself a supervisory buyer,
okay.
And I say that with pride, and a supervisory salesperson. My background is procurement. I've basically had two employers since college. I was an Army Material Command procurement intern, so started in the Army as an intern. Spent about a decade there as a civilian doing federal procurement. Then I wanted commercial experience, and I joined IBM, and I spent a decade
at IBM. I've heard of them,
right. About half of that time in IBM's general procurement, internal procurement, and about half of that decade in IBM Global Services, actually selling procurement improvement engagements for IBM's federal government and commercial customers. And back in the federal government another decade, and now in the role you just mentioned.
Right. So that broad, you know, sets of experience, both in the private sector and in the public sector, you know, how would you, based on all that experience and excuse me, and where you are today, how would you describe your sort of management style that you're bringing to FAS?
Well, what I'm focused on at in FAS is restoring FAS to be America's buyer, and very, very focused on the opportunities we can bring to our customer agencies to save them time and money. And I can march right through the list, and we've got a very robust report card this year that we think if we achieve will represent doing what we need to do for our customer agencies to save them time and money.
Well, and I want to go through that report card and definitely talk about GSA's value proposition. You know, but you know, it's interesting. One of your roles in your prior government career was you were a customer of GSA. And is there any insights about GSA or what were your views of the agency, you know, looking from the outside, and, you know, have there been changes or what are your impressions now that you're on the inside?
Well, most recently before joining GSA, as you know, I was Treasury Senior Procurement Executive for 8 years and a big customer of GSA, approximately 30% of what Treasury procured in terms of general procurement. We use the schedule like a lot of other agencies. That's about the average. Coming into GSA, I have been a proponent for GSA to be America's buyer, and particularly encouraging GSA to be the centralized buyer and to take on strategically sourcing, you know, common items, what we typically call commodities. The good news joining FAS is a sense of family at FAS. I've been very warmly welcomed. I certainly appreciate that. Something that has surprised me, though, is there's not a recognition across the federal procurement landscape that there is a centralized buyer, let alone that fast is it. As you know, our federal government obligated about $500 billion last year. I would argue at that level of procurement spending, we should centralize it, and we should be sure we're doing certainly the most basic commodities within that buying is in the most streamlined process and at the best value and the highest level of socioeconomic participation we can possibly gain. So I've got here at GSA, I'm very focused on proving FASA's value proposition to our customer agencies in terms of saving them time and money to go ahead and be America's buyer. Last year, we had about 12% of what we call the FAST addressable spend. So of that $500 billion, if you back out particularly defense-related things, the common things that FAST can help agencies with, we had about 12% of that market share. We've set ourselves what would appear to be a big year-on-year increase, but I would suggest still not where we need to be in terms of market share. But we're pushing to get to 17%. And the reason I say market share, that represents opportunities that we brought to our customer agencies to save them time and money. That's all that means. It's time and money savings for our customer. And we want to grow that even further in the future. So I think we should have a centralized buyer in this government, and I'm positioning FAST and leading FAST to be that buyer.
The focus on saving customers time and money and that sort of thing. When you go out and talk to customer agencies, let's talk about the value proposition now and what you and the FAS team are communicating to customer industries. When you go out and talk to them, what do you tell them about the value proposition?
Well, what we tell them about the value proposition, we've been visiting every CFO Act agency, and we're virtually through all of them. Dan Tangerlini, our administrator, myself, and also we've been bringing the Public Building Service Commissioner Dorothy Robine with us to talk about that side of the value we bring to the agencies. We've been marching them right through a report card that we put together for them that shows where we have offerings that we believe represent savings of time and or money, and compare where they stand in terms of taking advantage of those offerings, and actually, contrast for them where they have a remaining opportunity and monetize that, and then work with them to close those gaps. So what are those things on that report card? At the top line, we go ahead and show them what their use of the federal supply schedule is compared to government average. The federal supply schedule, by our analysis, is up to 50% faster in terms of process than doing an open market order and in an instance where the customer is going to do the sourcing and the source selection, the pricing in any event. Right. It's a faster process.
Right, and time is money.
Time is certainly money, particularly in these austere budget times. We walk them through the instances where we have government-wide strategic sourcing solutions in place. Domestic delivery, office supplies, print management, and wireless, and we show them if they're not at optimal use, how they could make better use of it, and we work with them to close the gap, and closing that gap represents savings to that agency that they can redirect to mission needs. We ask for their commitment on the government-wide strategic sourcing initiatives we have underway, but not quite in place. We ask for their commitment so we can represent their requirements, and so we go through that. I won't go through that list here. We point out to them that small business results on schedule are much higher than through open market. So it's an opportunity to step them through where they stand in meeting their small business goals, how we might help them in that regard. And we go through fleet. If they're managing the fleet on their own, we show them where the opportunity is if they move that fleet to GSA. Not only that, they save money, they get much richer management controls and data, right, and usage, things like that.
Well, Tom, that's, that when you mention fleet, that's, FAS, people don't, I think one of the things they're surprised about is how many different things are under your responsibility. It's not just fleet. It's just not the multiple award schedule. You have the travel card, the purchase card, the city pair contracts for people traveling via our airlines. I mean, there's a whole host of things. It's across, basically what any organization would be having to acquire, of significant size. FAS has some contract vehicle in place for it. Giving folks and laying that out, I think, is a great, there's a lot of misinformation, frankly, out there about what FAS does and the scope and breadth of your offerings. But right now, you know what? And speaking of information, we have to take our break and do a little advertising. But when we come back, we'll be talking more to Tom Sharp. He is the commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service, and we'll start talking about some of those specific programs and the value propositions for things like the multi-board schedule, the IT GWACs, assisted services. Is something which we haven't mentioned yet as well. And you are listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
In the ever-changing national security and IT environments, L3 delivers innovative, cost-effective solutions. As a Fortune 200 company, L3 offers customers global end-to-end services and solutions for large-scale systems. No matter the challenge, L3 has the agility, technology, and innovation required for mission performance. From cybersecurity to next-generation IT, L3's passion for its customers' missions drives its commitment to excellence. L3. Agility, innovation, performance.
Well, welcome back to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, my guest is Tom Sharp, Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service at the General Services Administration. And Tom, when we took the break, we were talking a little bit about the FAS value proposition, and I wanted to, just now start talk a bit more about some of the specific programs, and in particular, one that you mentioned that I think it's a really powerful combination to talk about in terms of saving time and providing opportunities from a socioeconomic perspective for companies, and that's the multiple award schedule program. Can you talk a little bit about where you are with that and what's going on?
Sure. I mean, multiple award schedule, about $30 billion in support to our customer agencies last year. They're contracts that we have sourced, we have in place, we've gone through and done the fair and reasonable and present responsibility. And those vehicles are ready then for customers to go ahead and compete their requirements underneath and to go ahead and get further discounts. And I encourage those further discounts and savings. So it's a time savings for customer. It's up to 50% faster to do a source selection and a pricing event under the multiple award schedule. And then it is open market. So it's faster, which is very important to agencies in terms of these very austere budget times. We've collected up our customer agencies' internally advertised procurement lead times, the service level commitments they make to their internal customers, and review those, and that's how we support the value proposition that use of mass is up to 50% faster than open market. Very strong small business results. About 80% of the businesses on mass are small businesses, very important to this country and to our economy. And the results in terms of obligations, year-to-date, it's about 35%, so very good small business socioeconomic level participation. And we're working hard to improve pricing for our customers. And we can talk, if you like, about our government-wide strategic sourcing and initiatives that we do in partnership with the Office of Management and Budget.
Right. Well, yeah, we will talk about strategic sourcing because most of the strategic sourcing vehicles are built off the GSA schedules. But I do want to say, those are some great points with regard to the time it takes to do a procurement, because here you're talking about a streamlined task order process as opposed to having to award, doing the full and open market competition for a contract, and the flexibilities to be able to target small businesses in a more streamlined process. I think that's a powerful combination. But I also think, from a pricing perspective, that competition at the task order level for specific requirements, that drives pricing. And I think that's something that's of great value to the program as well, because you get quick results and good pricing if you have, good, clear requirements that you're competing at a task order level. And as you mentioned, one of the areas you're looking at is strategic sourcing, and you are implementing. And so I'd like to give you an opportunity to talk about what's going on with strategic sourcing from an FAS perspective and via the schedules program.
Sure, be glad to. You made an important point. It starts with requirements. So in the instance of mass, where the customer's got their refined requirements, mass is a faster process for them to take those requirements, go ahead and compete it against those pre-source contracts and get discounts, get competition and get discounts and have the requirements met in a faster process than open market. Now, what we're doing in the instance of the government-wide federal strategic sourcing initiative, which we do in partnership with the Office of Management and Budget, where those requirements are common, things like office supplies, We want to go ahead and understand and leverage those requirements in the first instance. So we can go ahead and have leverage vehicles in place at a high level of socioeconomic small business participation that agencies can even further improve, but they're very good prices. So we've done that, again, as I mentioned earlier, domestic delivery, overnight services, office supplies, print management services, and wireless. These are instances where we went ahead and did competitions for BPAs under MESS, and now these are leveraged with government-wide requirements, best practices in terms of reporting of things like prices paid, and other best practices, and very much volume leverage pricing that these agencies can use and really get best-in-class pricing at best-in-class terms and conditions. So we're very focused on using those to the optimal extent. There is still room to go. I mentioned we visit each CFO Act agency and encourage them to get to an optimal level of participation. That may not be 100%. We understand that. But certainly should be up in the 70s, if not the 80% usage. And we want to do more. So we're very focused on going more broadly. A matter of fact, we've committed to do 10 more of these Federal Strategic Sourcing Initiative leverage volume-based requirement sourcing solutions, again, at the right level of very high level of socioeconomic participation.
You got 10 more. You guys are that's a lot to do. You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you about the office supplies, that's a mix of companies, right? There's a couple large businesses and then some small businesses, and I think from what I understand, the volume going to the small business companies is consistent with the value proposition you talked about earlier in terms of, you know, providing opportunities for small business concerns.
Office supplies is a great example of how we focused on not just a faster process and not just best-in-class pricing, but a very high level of socioeconomic small business participation. The office supply obligations with small businesses is approaching 80%.
Wow, that's a big number.
Yes, it is. And so, the vast majority of the BPA holders are, in fact, small businesses.
Right. Let's turn a little bit from the strategic sourcing, but I guess it's strategic acquisition as well, and that is, the IT GWACs like Alliant Small Business that are out there. That's part of your portfolio as well. Did you want to talk about those a little bit?
Sure. I mean, FAST is focused on meeting our customers' needs, again, to save them time and money. We talked about the multiple award schedule, which is a large suite of pre-sourced vehicles that customers can compete their requirements against and achieve further discount. Other specific areas of targeted support to our agencies are the IT GWACs, example being Alliant for Professional Services, and a new one I'm sure the audience has heard about, OASIS. Again, it's currently in the RFP stage, but...
So I won't ask you any specific questions
about
that.
Please don't. Let's follow the procurement.
And I know you won't answer them either, but which is what you're supposed to do.
But right. Very much targeted at integration services and professional services.
And the keys to that is, in part, they have cost reimbursement capability. I think that's a big DoD driver of where they like to do their knowledge-based services these days.
Yeah, very, very much so. There's a view, which I tend to agree with, that where you cannot firm fixed price your requirement, which is often the case, that rather than time and materials, which is considered the higher of the risk of the contracting types, to do cost reimbursable contracting. So yes, you're correct. OASIS facilitates cost reimbursable contracting. So this is very much intended to meet demand we heard from our customers. So we're doing this in a streamlined, government-wide, best practice way to bring them a value in that specific area. And I would say OASIS has many of the attributes of strategic sourcing. It's going to have things like reporting of prices paid, et cetera.
Right. Another area that I think folks don't focus all that much on it, but with regard to FAS, is your assisted services arm that actually supports customer agencies and does procurements on their behalf, or does competitions off your contracts or other contracts on their behalf. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Our assisted acquisition services are just what you said, Roger. It's actually assistance. We will do particular procurements for a customer. I would suggest one of the areas where we're most helpful is very complex IT type of contracting, where maybe the customer has a specific need, a new need, or a cyclical need, a contract that cycles every 5 years, maybe they don't maintain a bench of that type of capability and strength, they can come to us and we will do the project management piece to help form the requirements, do the procurement piece, and then help them manage it post-award. So we do that. We're very proud of that. We have high levels of customer satisfaction with that service. And I'm interested in looking at opportunities where there's customer interest and possibly full outsourcing of their procurement operations, right? So that's something we're considering and I'm interested in talking to customers about. But right now, they're really targeted at that complex, high-level IT contracting.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. That's historically, that goes back to the old Federal Technology Service that was there that did that mm-hmm. and sort of continued.
And so, as you mentioned, and they do it in the best interest of the customer, agnostic to the content, whether they use the schedules or not.
Right, or GWAX or
other GWAX, sure.
Sure. So, hey, Tom, we're up on the next break, so we do have to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll be talking more to Tom Sharp. Tom is the commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service, and we'll go back and talk a little bit about the market share and then talk a little bit about category management and what that looks like in the future for the Federal Acquisition Service. You're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
This is an important time for the federal government, a chance for agencies to do things differently. How will you help shape your future? Turn to Deloitte. With our private sector insight and public sector experience, we'll help you rethink, reduce, and restructure, and turn resolve into results, so you can see what's possible and make it happen. See how at Deloitte.com/federal. Wherever you need to go, Deloitte sees you there.
Welcome back to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, my guest is Tom Sharp, Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service at the General Services Administration. And Tom, I know we touched on it briefly and earlier in our conversations about market share, but I wanted to go back to that issue and just the overall, we've talked a little bit offline here about the FAS scorecard and, you know, putting the market share goal and the other goals in context and, you know, that, both that and looking at your sort of long-term vision. So, Tom, go ahead.
Sure. Let's talk about market share. And again, market share is just an indicator where we're able to bring value to our customer agencies. It's just the metric that says we had offerings that save our customers time and money. I don't want customers coming unless we can prove we're going to bring them value and save them time and money. So yes, we're trying to increase our share of the FAS addressable market to 17% this year over a 12% last year. And I mentioned that we should have a centralized buyer in this federal government, and we should be doing at least the basic acquisitions once, doing them right, and at the best value and fastest process and the right answer for small business we possibly can. Let me put that in context of the broader FAS report card for this year. We've got 3,500 plus folks at FAS all focused on our customers and marching to a report card that demonstrates value to our customers and the proper value proposition within the proper controls. So I mentioned market share. We also have a target to generate savings to our customers, a very large one. We're very focused on savings to our customers. We need to meet or exceed our small business goals internally so that we can walk the talk and meet that very important business imperative. We want to increase the federal strategic sourcing business volume. That's particularly an area that saves customers time and money. So we want to be sure we're making optimal use of the strategic sourcing options we have in place government-wide. We want to increase the level of what I call green business, sustainable products. So that's a very, very important. We have a goal for that. And then we've got three satisfaction indexes. We want our customers to be satisfied, right? This is all about customer. We also want our suppliers to be satisfied. We want to be the preferred place for government contractors to want to do government business, government procurement. And not last, we want our employees to be satisfied. I'd like to see FAS as the preferred place for government acquisition professionals to work, so very important. Central to that is having our acquisition workforce trained and skilled, so we have a target to represents their level of certification in their professional discipline. We want to do all this within proper business controls and proper procurement controls. FAS is, I would say, America's buyer, We're about proper acquisition and proper procurement controls. We do our procurements right and comply with the federal acquisition regulations. So that's the FAST report card. We're making great progress. We're very focused here as we close out the year on what we can do for customers here at year end, which I think we'll get to before this discussion's over, and what we can do to increase that market share, which is and get to 17%, which is, again, our indicator that we're delivering value to customers to save them time and money. And we're going to very, very focus that we meet our own small business goals. So they're really the two objectives that we're focused on to be sure we get all green on this report card and meet these important metrics.
Right. And in the context of, you know, I think you put it very, very well in terms of the idea that, you know, market share is about customer satisfaction, right? You got to have the contract vehicles in place that people feel provide the value to them, you know, reduce time, money, you know, enhance competition, that sort of thing. You know, and but one of the troubling areas of government contracts, and I know, you know, we've had discussions about this in the past, but and I know it's one of your favorite topics, it's contract duplication. You know, that's an area where we hear all the time across the procurement community, in particularly in the private sector, that, you know, contract duplications costs companies and costs the government lots of money and lots of time. There's a limited pool of bid and proposal costs, both on the government side and on industry side. And, you know, multiple contracts across the federal enterprise for the same or similar services doesn't seem to be, you know, a strategic approach to acquisition. And I'd like to get your, I mean, I said a lot there, but I want to get your thoughts on it as well, because I know it's one of your favorite topics.
Well, I certainly agree. This government did $500 billion in federal procurement. I think certainly for the basic procurement, the common commodities, it ought to be done once, it ought to be done right, it ought to be done under the fastest process we possibly can at the best value and the right level of small business participation. We need a centralized buyer. To get the benefits of one, we need to act as one. So I would certainly support reducing contract duplication. It takes a lot of contract specialists, contracting officer, legal support, et cetera, for us on the government side to form these contracts. On the contractor side, it takes a lot of ergs of energy to go ahead and put together those proposals, the internal reviews, their pricing support, their legal support, et cetera. So certainly, I would take the example of office supplies. How many office supply contracts does the federal government need, at least at the 80%? Level. I recognize there's always some unique requirements, but we're not quite there yet. I think we need to get there. I think we should look at reducing the number of contracts. I think we, in a lot of instances, consolidate procurement organizations across government, and I think these things should be centralized and, again, done once, done well, proven value in terms of fast process, best value, and the right level of small business. So I would support reducing contract duplication. And moving that to vehicles that are already in place government-wide that can prove the value and the right level of small business participation, to go ahead and save, in the government side, all that time and effort, and certainly on the contractor side, their time and effort, which equals cost, which if we could take out, we'd be able to pass back to the taxpayers.
Right, and it seems to me it's not just about leveraging, you know, requirements. It's about leveraging, or what I'm hearing you saying is sort of leveraging procurement services as well. I mean, GSA, in a certain sense, or FAS, leveraging its resources on behalf of other agencies to do those procurements. Is that a fair way to describe it?
I think it's very fair. I mean, to me, strategic sourcing is about fastest process at the best value, right level of small business participation. I think where the requirements are common, again, they ought to be procured centrally, done once, done well, and then used. I think you can go into the procurement system of record, FPDSNG, and we will find hundreds of contracts with the same vendor for basically the same services.
Right.
There's a great cost on both the government side and the contractor side to put together those requirements, to compete those requirements, to bid those requirements, award those requirements, manage those, the fulfillment of, and delivery of those requirements. We should reduce the duplication. It would save the taxpayers money.
Right, and I think, you know, one of the another point there is that that's a barrier to entry to the market, and it's a cost when you think about the cost of small business is significant. Because they, of all companies or organizations, they their resources and their margins are, you know, the tightest, right? And to the extent there's contract after contract in the particular industry, a company, a small business has got to think about, right? That's, you know, they've got to make, if they they have to bet on a particular contract, right, to try to compete for it. If they make them, you know, if they go to the wrong one, that nothing goes under because there's too many over here of the same thing, you know, they're, you know, what are they going to do? They're kind of screwed. But I don't know how else to say it. But that's a, you know, so I think, Tom, sounds like we're, you know, in sync here on contract duplication. I absolutely agree with your thoughts on it. And, you know, and I think another area that I do want to talk about is category management. I know you're talking a lot about that these days with regard to FAS and how you're structured to meet the customer need. But Tom, you know, I have to meet, you know, some needs right now, so we have to do a commercial. So when we come back, we'll be talking more to Tom Sharp, FAS Commissioner of the General Services Administration, and we'll talk about category management. What is that? What does it mean for FAS? What does it mean for its industry partners? And you're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
CACI delivers innovative information solutions and services to serve America's highest priorities, advancing efficiency and performance with business systems, countering the effects of complex threats with integrated security solutions, providing healthcare solutions for better, more affordable care, defending the nation against cyber threats, and helping veterans with its award-winning career-building program. CACI. Information deployed, solutions advanced. Missions accomplished. CACI, ever vigilant.
Welcome back to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, my guest is Tom Sharp, the Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service at the General Services Administration. And, you know, Tom, yeah, and you've been, as we talked about earlier, you've been at GSA now for an FAS for about 6 months. I know you're looking at how to best serve your customer, and part of that is also how you're sort of structured and how you go about that, focusing on customer needs and being the America's buyer. So, and one of the, you know, couple words that are being that are talked about a lot and we've heard a little bit about is category management. Can you talk a little bit about what that means and what you're thinking about doing?
Sure. FAS is very focused on customer. So let's talk about category management, because that's a governing principle we're putting in place in FAS to best support our customers. I'm very straightforward. Strategic sourcing to me is better tomorrow than today in terms of how various categories are procured and fulfilled. So strategic sourcing, fastest process we can get, the best value, and the highest level of small business participation we can get, I think, are the tenets of strategic sourcing. To go about that, to me, the way to do it is by category. So what's a category? A category is a logical grouping of similar procurement spending. So for example, furniture or IT software. So you want to group it so you can understand, see how it's procured today, FAS-wide, government-wide, improve it, make it better tomorrow in terms of process, value, and small business participation. So that's becoming a governing principle at FAS. We have stood up 17 category leaders to go ahead and understand how we offer to our customers and how we can approve those offerings in 17 different categories. I'm interested, going into 14, about expanding that to look government-wide and understand by those categories how that procurement spending is fulfilled government-wide and how it might be improved, agnostic to the content. In other words, and the best advice we can provide, agnostic to whether it's FAS content. But we want to be the thought leader in those categories to best meet customer agency needs, either through FAS or otherwise, and the best value to the taxpayers. So practically, when matured, a managed category at FAS will have the following characteristics. It'll be a strategy to drive down the total cost of ownership across the entire acquisition lifecycle, right? So, you know, best process, best value. Be a single leader, a category for the accountable for the category outcomes, better tomorrow than today, around the attributes of fast process, best value, high level of small business participation. We'll have credible benchmarks to go ahead and prove that those three tenets, you know, fast process, best value, and small business participation. We want to have collaboration government-wide, and I think we want to look at these categories government-wide and agnostic to how they're fulfilled and then go ahead and build those strategies that best meet the customer agencies and taxpayer interests.
So yeah, that's so what I think I hear too is in part that, for example, if you have a category for in a particular that's logically grouped around services, let's say, that portfolio would theoretically have MAS contracts in it, any other government-wide contracts, whether it's OASIS, if it was services, or if it's IT services. That's what you're looking in that as a first step as part of that.
Yeah.
So it's sort of not, it's contract agnostic. It's sort of grouping by what you're buying as opposed to how you're buying it.
Yeah. To build a strategy, first we're going to define the category. Let's call that one professional services. Then we want to understand how the various agencies are fulfilling those services now. Get the various vehicles in one virtual place so we can go ahead and the buyers can see them. They can understand the attributes, the trade-offs. We'd also like to have that one place where there's an articulation of a strategy, where there's some best practice features like being able to see prices paid, being able to see things like small business results, other best practices, and go ahead and guide that customer to the best process, best value, and the highest level of small business participation we can get for that customer. And then over time, seeing those requirements in that virtual space continuously improve in terms of how they're sourced and fulfilled, I think it'll present further and further opportunities for strategic sourcing, again, which is about fast process, high value proposition, and high small business participation.
Right, and that's a little different than, the FAS model now is very focused on contract type, right? It seems to me, that's my impression. Like, you've got a center, they manage all the, schedule contracts for a particular area. This is going to be a sort of a different approach, if I understand. Is that
I'd like to take
fair?
A holistic approach to see how government fulfills the various categories of spending, get it in one virtual place, and try to improve it. I think it's also a way we can understand and then undertake to reduce contract duplication.
That's your sort of longer term vision, but more immediately, we're in September, and we're approaching the end of the show, but we're also approaching the end of the fiscal year. So it would be remiss of me to not want to talk to you a little bit about what you got out there right now to try to help customer agencies meet their end of year needs. What do you got going on?
You
Tom?
Bet. FAST is leaning forward to help our customers with their year end procurement close. We're very, very focused on being ready for these customers. And here's some examples that could be helpful to our customers here as they close out their procurement year. We've got a reverse auction tool, very fast, great prices that's available to our customers. We've got an IT solutions navigator tool to help our customers very quickly go through the right answer for their IT needs. We talked earlier about the multiple award schedule. It's a faster process, very high small business participation. We've got the strategic sourcing blanket purchase agreements in place. Examples be year-end office supply procurements, year-end wireless needs. We've got GSA Advantage, the online tool, the ability to reach wide range of product, including through the use of the government purchase card. So we're standing by to support the procurement community with their year-end close.
Right, and I think another area I wanted to mention is eBuy. That's part of GSA Advantage, that RFQ tool. That's a key, I think.
Absolutely, put that on the list.
Right. Tom, I think we're just about at the end of the show. I wanted to also just give you one more minute or so. That's about what we have left. If you wanted to talk about, I like to talk to the guests or ask them just in terms of their impressions. You've been in procurement your entire professional career, and if there's one thing that you in terms of what the government could be doing better that it isn't doing right now that would provide better value to the taxpayer, to the American people, if you could pick one thing that you think folks ought to be doing that they're not doing, or the government as a enterprise ought to be doing, what would that be?
Well, I mean, first, it's an honor and it's a humbling experience to be the commissioner of FAST. The one thing I would ask for is that the government community, the procurement community, be open to furthering the dialogue around centralized procurement and the fact that at $500 billion annually in procurement obligations, that we should get the benefits of one by acting at one, certainly for the basic procurement and the routine requirements. I think it's time in these austere budget times to go ahead and do that. And we'd like to lead that dialogue with our partners at OMB and our customer agencies and do it in such a way that's agnostic to FAST content.
Well, Tom, it's great to have you in the show. It's a good conversation. I will definitely want to have you come back and talk a little bit more about category management once you kick that off. And maybe, you know, when you come back, you can talk a little bit more about Oasis, because maybe it will be done by then, right?
I'd be delighted.
We'll do it in about another 6 months or so, right? And just to set up a regular routine, Tom, for you to come back and talk about what's going on at FAS. So I want to thank my guest today, Tom Sharp, the Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service, for joining me on Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
You've been listening to Off the Shelf with Roger Waldron of the Coalition for Government Procurement. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Off the Shelf, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.